Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3007. It's dated Baruch Hashem, the 8th day of Marcheshvin, Tovshin, Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Now, here the Rebbe is saying, I am responding to your express letter that I have received today and the one before it. And the Rebbe said, well, it's a little surprising. First of all, number one, the Rebbe says that you write very shortly about your health. You don't. In the beginning, the Rebbe says you would send telegrams every day and day. So I guess when he wasn't feeling well, he used to send the Rebbe a telegram every day for the Rebbe to pray for him, telling the Rebbe that he is not well. But now you're not saying how that your health has improved or what. And the Rebbe says it's known that the middle ground is the proper way. In other words, you don't have to send telegrams every day and you don't have to ignore it either. Usually the middle way, not extreme, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, with the exception of exceptional cases when situation not in order, you got to use sometimes extreme, but most cases you got to go in the middle way. Basically balanced, there needs to be a balance. And number two, the Rebbe says the way you write things in a way of being scared And being confused, become like totally overtaken. The Rebbe says, where is Moyach Shalit al Alev? Where is the mind is dominant over the heart? In other words, you're just letting your emotions, take over. It needs to be a little bit calm, collective. You need to use your mind to control your emotions. And the Rebbe said, minimally, if you're not going to have your mind control your heart, but at minimum, don't have your heart control your mind. I mean, your mind should control your heart, but don't let it be the other way. In other words, that the heart is bringing fear in of itself. And you see matters not the way it was the demand of the Baal Shem Tov, to do things with joy, with simcha. So the Rebbe says like this, I already written to one of the Hasidim, when you put together two rulings of our Torah, the living Torah, one of the rulings is that the service of Hashem, the blessed Hashem, must be always with joy. Only with joy. You always have to serve Hashem with joy. That's one ruling. And you put together with it the other ruling, that a person needs to serve Hashem whatever he does. So in other words, even if you're not doing a mitzvah, you're not davening, you're not learning, you're not making a bracha, you're going about b'chol derechecha, you're going your own ways, you still got to serve Hashem whatever you do. So it turns out that you always have to be besimcha in every matter, because every matter is a service of Hashem, and a service of Hashem has to be done with joy. So it turns out that you always have to be with joy, because you're always serving Hashem, and the service of Hashem has to be with joy. And the Rebbe says this is also, you can tie this to the general idea that the Baal Shem Tov's view about the specific divine supervision, which means everything, every action and action fulfills the intent of the supreme will. Whatever we do, we are all doing all the time. Hashem supervises every movement, every action, so we're always doing Hashem's will, and therefore you have to be besimcha. And the Rebbe says also, when you look at somebody's health situation, and even when you write about it, you can be serving Hashem. So in other words, when you write about, don't write it in a way of fear, of confusion. You can write about it in a happy way. And the Rebbe says, using the language of Chassidus, explain the Chassidus, this is not so far away, not so distant. The contrary, it is very close. Basically, the Rebbe was sort of, I would say the word, rebuking him, telling him that he shouldn't be writing his letters in an extreme way, and in a scary way, with a fearful way, in a way. The Rebbe says you can, even when you're writing about somebody's health, about your own health, you don't have to write it in a way that it seems like totally lost or things like that. Write it in a simchadika way. This is not something that is abstract. You can do that. The Rebbe says, may it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that from here and on you should be able to notify only happy news, and not just because of the above reasoning, that you should always be happy, whatever, should always be besimcha, but even you and your melancholy, your mara shchoida, they call this the black gall. That mara shchoida means a person who is always in like a serious and way of down. You should also be able to see that you need to be besimcha. In other words, things will be so good for you, even you will have to agree that you have to be besimcha. In other words, things will go so good that you won't need the explanation. You'll actually be able to agree that you have to be besimcha. The Rebbe says, you should let me know good news about this also. Good news that you're taking things in the proper way, in the proper perspective, and, you know, not overblown. You know, people used to write to the Rebbe, you know, and as you see, sometimes they used to bombard the Rebbe with letters, with telegrams, and they used to, and then they used to write it in extreme language, you know, Rebbe, I'm dying tomorrow, save me, you know, or, you know, it's, Rebbe says, you know, though, take it a little bit with a grain of salt, you know, take it a little bit with control, with the mind and control over the heart. Don't be extreme. And Rebbe says, may Hashem bless you that his things should be so good that even you, with your, you know, predisposed attitude of looking at everything in a negative way, will have to agree that it's good as well.